live. Bring up anything. Here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll free line. You can, of course, join us online. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, still to come, more from this Edward Snowden interview. At this rate, it's going to take us all week to get through the Ed Snowden interview, which is fine, because there's all kinds of great content involved with this interview that apparently may be his first actual interview. On television, at the very least. It was done by a German television company, and they're now trying to restrict access to this interview. But we have it, and we'll continue playing it when we get a chance. Also, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, we'll get back into that or dig in a little bit further into his current Game of the Week. Your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Nate is listening in Pasco, Washington. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me again, guys.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I just, you know, the last time I called, I was frustrated and, you know, about the system and what was all laid out in front of us. And I more wanted to talk about the story of, you know, what brought me to Free Talk Live or looking for liberty, you know, looking
okay,
for
sure.
Our current system. And, you know, it was just watching this machine, this system that, you know, America and businesses and corporations and everything that we've created to, you know, influence people to spend or not spend or, you know, make foolish actions, you know. And, you know, through the way there, I ran into a really good book called The Road Less Traveled, which, you know, there's so many editions of the book. People have been working on it for so long.
Who wrote that?
Actually, it's written, I think, by, like, almost 20 different psychiatrists and sociologists throughout the world.
Okay.
I know there's, like, I think there's a direct author behind it, but it's been getting updated throughout the years. I think it's, like, on edition 12 right now. It's been some years since I read it, but I kind of considered it like the Bible because it talks about people's personality types and, you know, addictive personalities. The more of the thing that I took from it was deferred gratifiers versus instant gratifiers and how that is kind of the base level for a lot of how human development goes. You know, the people who want things right now and the people who can work for things to get it later.
Yeah, a study was done where school children were given snacks of some kind, maybe it was candy, and the people running the study said, okay, if you can, you know, you can have this right now and you can eat it if you want, but if you can hold on to it for 20 minutes, then you'll get four or something.
Yeah. Okay.
And the children who were able to hold on to it for 20 minutes without eating it, that was a good predictor of test scores later or success in life. I don't remember, but
yeah.
Something.
What was the percentage? Do you recall?
No, like, I don't remember anything
was it small?
Like that.
Was it, you know, mid-pack? I mean,
oh, who were actually able to do it?
Yeah. Like
not
one out of five, two out of five. I mean,
I assume
no
it was a minority, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty decent at delayed gratification. I'm, you know, and that I think people like that are able to save, for instance, into the future. And whereas people who want to have something right now will go into debt in order to acquire that thing, whatever it is, maybe, you know, big screen TV or a car or something like that. So yeah, I think that's a pretty important factor.
Yeah, you know, in my thing is, you know, I hear you guys talk a lot about drugs and things like that. And, you know, throughout my life, I was kind of privileged enough to go through private school, but then eventually, you know, had to leave private school because of my own actions. Then eventually went to the street and then, you know, luckily I made it out, you know, because most of the people that I saw from the street now, you know, they're either in jail or, you know, just they're not in a good position, you know, you know, and so it's just. Through all these things, you know, I just see that this common tone of people that just want it now and they're not willing to work for things. And there are some. I mean, I'm not trying to say, you know, the overall percentage is just instant gratifiers, but we're reinforcing that mentality throughout life, you know, through, you know, drug use. To me, when I use drugs, it was an instant gratifier. Instead of me having to deal with what's out in front of me right now, I just want to get high, play some video games, do something.
Yeah.
You know, So I think that was more getting onto the instant gratifier inside myself, which, you know, I have my own issues with, I think, as anybody does. But, you know, and that's why I was talking about the book, The Road Less Traveled, because as we talk through so many things on the radio and through life, as to, well, how can we do these kind of things, or why do I make these kinds of actions in life? You know, this book, when I read it, it explained a lot. I mean, it's a lot to take in, but they do really do a good job of putting into layman terms of a lot of the psychiatry. I don't know how to use the word correctly, but through psychiatry and study of sociology through the human mind, why we end up doing a lot of these things that we do. And I'm not saying that it's like, oh, this book is going to tell you everything and it's going to give you all the answers. But
it sounds interesting, but tell me, you know, so you like this book, The Road Less Traveled. Where did you go from there? I mean, because now you're here and you're interested in the ideas of liberty, and delayed gratification, while important to future success, doesn't necessarily lead to the ideas of freedom. Tell me more about how you made the connection.
Well, you know, I started working with liquor, with alcohol. And in this state, it's real heavy. You know, they got a lot of laws behind it and a lot of responsibility on people who distribute it. So, therefore, you know, I got to see lots of mass gatherings of people also using alcohol. And, you know, I started to see interesting things happen inside, you know, when you get groups of people together. Like, one guy starts fighting, and all of a sudden it spreads to almost 20, 30 people. Or one person starts getting emotional, and then it spreads to others. And so I started seeing this whole thing, this reaction of mentalities, and then I started, you know, seeing the news and seeing what was happening over, well, you know, I mean, if anybody's seen anything over the last 7 years, you know, the gloves are off completely. They can say whatever they want. But, you know, you see this, I just started to see this process going around. And then I'm like, okay, well, now I need to get active. Now I need to start voting and, you know, start talking to people. I've called, you know, several of the state politicians and stuff and asked them to explain things to me. And in some cases, I get a response. In other cases, I definitely don't get anything that's very helpful toward myself or anyone else around me. So then, you know, I start listening to the radio station, which is really hard because you got to get past all those conservatives and, you know, don't want to start dropping the names. But if anybody listens to AM radio, you're going to know the 20 fear mongers that come on to tell you how bad life is and how everybody's mooching everything from everybody. So,
and it's all the liberals' fault, of course.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, well, it's someone else's fault. It's not their fault. Not
sure.
Like they don't have money or have a microphone that they could change the situation with. You know, they're just going to collect their paycheck and say what they're told to say. So, but, you know, and then eventually, you know, because I work at the nightclub, because I work in the liquor business, but I work at a nightclub, at 12 o'clock at night is when the Free Talk Live would come on locally. And then I started listening to you guys, and it's just very nice to hear people that, you know, like, you're giving me a chance to talk, and you're just asking people to think, you know, which is something that is not being asked of us right now. They don't want you to think. They just want you to do what they tell you to do. And I appreciate you guys. And hopefully to also say too that, you know, as much as, you know, we start to get in these little scuffles of the minor case, that people remember that we are like-minded individuals. Maybe there's little things that we're not going to agree with, but that's what a coalition to me embodies, is that you're not going to agree on everything, but you're going to have the base core ideas together that says this is not acceptable, this shouldn't happen, these kind of things, you know, and we need to work together all as one and not be quick, because right now what they're trying to do is the class warfare. They're trying to diversify. They want everybody to be against each other, because if we get together and we start doing things like what you're doing in Keene, that's not a good sign for people who make money right now.
No doubt. I think you're absolutely right about that. Keeping people feeling separate from one another, keeping people at odds with one another, which is what the political system is very, very good at doing, is separating people into groups and, of course, blaming the other side for everything that's wrong, and not letting folks realize all the things that they have in common. And, Nate, I'm really glad to hear that Free Talk Live was helping you along on this path, and that finding our show on KFLD there in Pasco, Washington, was instrumental in where you've come to today. And again, welcome aboard. Glad to have you, and thanks for sharing your thoughts and the call tonight. Johnny Ray, that's the kind of call that is just, you know, makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
He was very nice.
More coming up here in moments. You can take control as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We've got all kinds of features on the website, including a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. The cam is built into the same page as the chat room, so you can do all of that at once over at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's free, like the rest of the features on our site. Again, cam.freetalklive.com. How about, speaking of free, how about zero fee to change your cash into bitcoins? Pretty hard to find somebody who's willing to change cash into bitcoins for no transaction fee, but they will do it at cashintocoins.com. If you order less than $40, now if you do more than $40, it's a 3% fee, which is still a killer deal on changing cash into bitcoins. You won't find anything like that out there, at least that I know of.
Seems like that's about the industry standard, but free under 40 is
industry
fantastic.
Standard? Where else can you go and get and turn cash into Bitcoin?
I always thought that the gift proxy cards charge 3%.
Gift proxy cards?
I'm sorry, the gift cards, the GYFT, gift cards being a proxy for a...
That turns Bitcoins into cash, though, right? Like, I bought some stuff on Amazon with a card that I bought on gift recently, but I bought that card with... Bitcoin.
Yep. And yeah, I'm thinking two moves ahead, yeah. And the number three is just, you know, I've seen the number three out in the world somewhere.
I'm talking about a direct currency exchange. I mean, even the old company that we used to advertise is now out of business, used to charge, I think, 4 or 5% or something like that. Anyway, Cash Into Coins is the best deal I've seen, and it's easy. You go to cashintocoins.com. And right now, there's something we're investigating. The Cash Into Coins site has, for whatever reason, removed Bank of America and Credit Union as options. Right now, Wells Fargo is the only option. As of today, we've inquired to find out what's happened. As we learn more about that, we'll get back to you on what's going on. But it's still operational. You can still do it at Wells Fargo. If you've got a Wells Fargo branch where you live or nearby where you live, you just have to go in there. You get the deposit information from cashintocoins.com. You deposit the cash in the appropriate account. You take a picture of the receipt. You write your identifying code on there before you take the picture. And then you take it and you send that off to cashintocoins.com. They will then send bitcoins into your wallet in about a business day. Usually by the next business day, they will appear. Those bitcoins will appear in your wallet. And it's so easy. It's safe. It's fast. It's legal and inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority. Again, cashintocoins.com. So, we continue. Welcome your calls about whatever is on your mind. We still have the Ed Snowden interview to get to, but Johnny Ray, game of the week, because we could play the Ed Snowden interview through the end of the show, no problem. In fact, it's a 30-minute long interview. We started it last night in hour number three, got 6 minutes of the way through it. Tonight, we've managed to get through 2 more minutes of the interview. So, at this rate, we should be done by the end of the week.
Fantastic.
Johnny Ray, you are frequently bringing in interesting video game experiences to talk about with our listeners.
Well put.
And this week, what do you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my unique video game experience with the Iron Man mode for XCOM.
What is Iron Man mode?
Iron Man mode is when you play the game and you save it when you stop playing. The game state is saved every time you make a decision in the game, and you cannot reload old saves. So,
okay.
So whenever you make an action when you're playing in Iron Man mode, you're committing to it. You can't go back. And I love the idea of that. I love it so much because
it's hardcore.
Yep.
Because one of the nice things about save games is that you get to go back and try something again if you botch it up. And I played the XCOM game. It's kind of an overhead perspective 3D thing where you're shooting at aliens and trying to save the world, and it's a lot of fun. The new one that you're talking about is a remake of an original from the 1990s, which was also a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And I saved and reloaded my game plenty of times because
there's a name for people like you.
Wimps?
Name. Save Scum.
Okay, I've never heard that one.
Save Scumming is doing that, is reloading old saves and not having to live with your decisions. And And I love the idea of it because I'm a slave to save scumming. I can't play a game without wanting to get the optimal result. So if something bad happens, I'm just compelled to go back and do it again.
I'm not always. Like, sometimes, like in the XCOM game, you've got these troops and they'll die, and sometimes I'll let them die, or if I feel like they deserved it, I'll go ahead and let them die, or if I feel like I just totally bombed at making a decision that I shouldn't have made, and that had I thought further, I would have otherwise made differently, then I'll go ahead and reload. But I guess what you're saying is anybody who reloads an old save game to get an advantage on what was inevitably going to happen in that particular game would be a save scummer.
Yeah, and some other companies...
I'm totally guilty as charged then. Like, nothing I can say can get me out of this.
I think Firaxis, who makes XCOM, pioneered the method of saving the seed, the random number generating seed, so that every dice roll, if you were to reload an old save, it would still save the seed for the dice rolls, so all the dice rolls would always come out the same. And so that's kind of an ameliorated version of the Iron Man mode.
I did notice some of that.
You can still go back and make different decisions, but you'll get the same dice rolls.
Yeah, I did notice a little bit of that, but at least I wouldn't do something like cross in front of enemy fire like I would have accidentally done. I could do something smarter.
Yeah. So I think that games are designed to be played from start to finish without reloading. And I think
if that were true, they wouldn't have save games.
No, that's a save game is convenience, so you can play a long game and don't have to stay awake for 3 days.
Okay, that is certainly probably one of the original intentions behind save games, but it also does allow you to undo things that you've done in the game. Maybe, you know, you've learned something, but let's just say the mistake you made could cost you big time, and it could cost you the whole game, right? Like, if you kept playing, let's say you made a critical mistake, you lose a critical guy, you come back, you reload that, and it gives you another chance, whereas otherwise you'd have to start the game over. So it's a time saver in that way, too. Like, you know, I like the game XCOM, but I don't like the idea of playing through 10 hours of a game only to make a critical error and then have the game fail after another 2 hours because I can't bring it back from the critical error and then have to start over and play through another 10 hours.
I got something for you, Ian. It's called Easy Mode. If you play easy on Iron Man, you're still not going to lose. You get the experience, but you're still... You're invested in the decision you make, and it's more interesting. It's more fun. It makes you think about it. When you've got that save sitting there, that's a get out of jail free card. It allows you not to think about your actions. So, but the reason I bring it up is I am still pussing out on the Iron Man mode.
What do you mean? You've given up?
No. Well, I started a classic Iron Man.
Classic being how hard is that on the levels of hardness?
The next to highest to hardest.
It's pretty hard then.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back with more. Johnny Ray is wimping out on Iron Man. 855, 450 free. A lot of tough talk here tonight, Johnny Ray. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up anything right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. We are talking about Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, which is actually more about kind of game mechanics this week than anything else. And
yeah, we're talking about save games.
Specifically, yeah, save games and this idea of Iron Manning a game, which is to go through, saves be damned, not loading the game, not necessarily loading old games, I guess. Still having the game save at certain points as you progress, but not actually going back and reversing decisions one might have made, taking the decisions one makes in the game and finalizing it. We'll continue that in moments. Again, 855-450-FREE. Now, there's some things online where it's totally okay to change it if you made a mistake or if you want to do something different. And that, of course, is your website. And Squarespace.com makes that really easy. If you don't yet have a website, or maybe you already have one and you want to try something new, fresh, Squarespace.com can do that for you. In fact, their templates that they have are beautiful. They're professionally designed, graphically pleasing web templates. So there's different ones for like portfolio style websites or blog style. Perhaps you want to do e-commerce. You can easily do that with Squarespace.com. The e-commerce package they have is so powerful and so easy. But you go to Squarespace.com, you can get started right now with just your email address. You don't need to give them credit card information to get their free trial account, which actually allows you to host a website. And you can build the site by simply dragging and dropping content right from your desktop. You can easily rearrange the elements of content within the page. No problem. If you get stuck, they've got 24/7 support on hand. And again, the designs are incredible. So you don't have to worry about knowing graphic design. I don't know that stuff. You don't have to worry about knowing HTML. I can do HTML, but I don't want to. It's a long, awful process. Why bother when you can just literally make it work right from the get-go? Now, if you want to get in and tweak the HTML, you can do that with Squarespace. Like, if you're a pro and you know how to get in and do all the programming behind the scenes, Squarespace allows you to get as detailed as you want with customizing their websites. Or if drag and drop is more your style, that's what they've got too. So Squarespace.com. Go and get started on your website tonight. And as I said, if you already have an existing site, like on a content management system like WordPress, you can actually export your content and you can import it into Squarespace. You can sort of Squarespace-ize your existing website as well. They make it easy to connect with the major social bookmarking and networking websites, your Googles, Twitters, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, etc. And, of course, there's responsive design, meaning your site will show up right for a smartphone. It'll show up right for a desktop computer. And it's so simple, so easy, and so powerful, and also affordable. When you're ready to get going with their hosting package, officially it's $8 a month, and that includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. If that's not cheap enough, you can use our discount code. Please use our discount code. That way they know you came from us. The code is FTL and the number 2. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 2 to save 10% on their already shockingly low prices. Great deal over at squarespace.com.
When you have new forms of media, the content that comes out on them is always awkward at first because it's the hobbyists and the technophiles that are putting it all out there. But, of course, with the Internet, we've been around for a long time, and now if you're an artist or a baker or a janitor and you want to put your word out, you can do it elegantly with Squarespace.
It's so true. Squarespace.com. So we're talking video games with Johnny Ray here, our resident gamer, although I like a good game.
I don't really like to be called that.
No? You don't like to be called a gamer?
No.
But you do a video game segment.
That's true, and I like to play Dominion too, but still, let's come up with another name for me.
Okay. Person who plays video games?
Let me work
on it.
Person
who plays various games?
Just call me Coconuts.
So, we're talking about Iron Manning, a game, and this is something you've been attempting with a game called XCOM. The idea being you go through the game, and the decisions you make are final. You cannot go and load an old game, and in fact, the XCOM game gives you a way to select this as an option, to kind of force your hand, to make sure you can't go back and load an old game, just the way that you can set the game up.
Well put.
And you're saying you've wimped out. You're not going, you've bailed on the Iron Man. It was too difficult. What was going through your head? What happened? Because you sounded like real tough about it.
Yeah, well, it was a while ago, and I've just since kind of opened XCOM Enemy Within up again, and so it's on my mind. But I was playing Iron Man Classic difficulty, so which is a respectable difficulty.
Second to highest difficulty, like just below insane difficulty or something like that?
Sure, I don't know how insane impossible is.
Oh, is that what they call it, impossible? Okay.
There's a YouTube video where a guy beat XCOM impossible Iron Man without losing a single soldier.
Wow.
That's almost unbelievable.
That person's not real. That's a robot, Johnny Ray.
So I was playing Classic, and I was in this great XCOM moment, you know, where your roster is kind of down. You've lost some guys,
yep.
And I had just got through a mission where I think I had lost somebody. He was great.
You built him up, yeah.
He was a fantastic soldier.
Because if you can keep them alive, they'll get better and more accurate and things like that over time.
Yes.
Skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so it hurts when you lose a good one.
Yeah. So I was going into this next mission with a heavy heart, you know, remembering this guy, beating our chest a little bit. And every single member of that squad was slaughtered after I thought that I had beaten the level. And the rest of my roster was, they were injured or they were rookies. And there was just,
no.
And I couldn't do anything with rookies. I was still using conventional weapons. I was trying to leapfrog laser beams straight to plasma.
Yeah.
And I was outgunned and outmanned.
You were screwed.
I was screwed. Yeah. So then I started a game on a lower difficulty level, on normal, and it's fine. I'm still playing it, but Well, the other day I was doing a mission and
Hold on. Did you start an Iron Man game on normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're stepping down the difficulty.
Yep.
And still going with the Iron Man.
Yes.
Okay.
everything was going great in this mission. I had to it was a bomb disposal mission.
Yep.
And I successfully disposed of the bomb, all the aliens, I killed all the aliens. The mission was effectively over, and a truck blew up that one of my soldiers was taking cover behind.
Oh, man.
And he died, so you can still... And that was something that I should have foreseen, because there's usually a sound effect of one of your soldiers telling me, truck's on fire, or something like that. And you know if a vehicle catches fire, it's going to blow up. So you should... So I had time to do it, but I just wasn't paying attention. I wasn't in the moment. I wasn't paying attention to the game, and I just let that guy sit there because I thought the mission was over. The truck blows up, and I lost a great dude. He was about to get a promotion.
So did you bail on that one?
No.
Still pushing forward.
Yep. So what's going to happen is my entire squad is going to get wiped out on the next mission because that's my luck so far. That's my history.
Oh, man. Johnny Ray, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I have to say, I feel a little bit better now knowing that you've been taken down a notch by the Iron Man mode, because I remember when we compared our notes from playing the game through the first time, you had just slaughtered me as far as like how well you did. And, I ended the game having lost, I think, 5 countries. And if you lose 8, like, basically there's a world coalition of countries that's fighting the alien menace. And if you lose 8, the game's over.
Yeah.
So I lost 5 before I beat the game. And I think you only lost, like, 1.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
So, man, Johnny Ray's good at this game.
Well, I'm going to do it again.
Took
but I'm
going to
do it
on
Iron
Man.
Yeah. And so, yeah, fantastic. Good stuff. Good talk.
Yeah. Let's go to Nathan. He's on the line on Skype. Nathan, go ahead with your thoughts.
How about interactive gamer artist? Is that better?
Coconuts is better than that.
Okay. I wanted to say, I think, Johnny Ray, you're being it sounds like you're being a little harsh on save states. I don't always use them. In fact, I was...
You mean save scumming?
Save scumming? That's kind of a silly term. I mean, I was just... Is that the second music coming up?
Let's hold it.
Very
over.
Observant. More in moments with Nathan. 855 453. And we'll come back with your thoughts as well. Certainly welcome here. I don't know if we're going to get to more Snowden. That's a possibility, however. Of course, your calls come first. 855 453. You take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Of course, you can join us online. We've got Skype into the show, and username LRN.FM. And don't forget, you can join us again on our website and enjoy all kinds of great features. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're doing a fundraiser for the AMP program for the purpose of paying Daryl to do some affiliate relations work for Free Talk Live. He and I make phone calls to radio stations on a daily basis every morning, except this morning we went to Concord to testify at the State House. But most mornings we are here in the studio, we're calling stations. And we got to pay Daryl to do that, and the idea is to raise the money with the AMP program in order to pay Daryl, because he's bringing on new radio stations. That's bringing new people to the Ideas of Liberty. If you were listening at the beginning of this hour, you heard Nate call in. And I didn't schedule that phone call. He just called in and wanted to tell us his story about how Free Talk Live was instrumental in him finding the Ideas of Freedom. And he happened to find us on KFLD, one of our 140 great radio stations on the air across the country, coast to coast. So what if we had 300 radio stations or 500 radio stations? That's all possible, but it takes money, and that's what the AMP program is all about. It's about expanding Free Talk Live online and also on the radio. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. The fundraiser is that we're looking to get a $950 per month in contributions. And we've gotten around 700, 750. I don't have the exact number in front of me at the moment, but we're about $200 shy of our goal per month. And you can help us reach that goal by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And what happens is when you become an amplifier, you get your money double because we've got some generous people they pledged that $950 per month. If we can raise that $950 per month, then we'll be able to get that double. Now, if we're only doing 800, we're going to have that doubled as well. But obviously, it'd be nice to get to 950. So you can help us over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual commercials that the regular podcast does, and more. So go and learn more and get signed up. Any major credit card is accepted. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You use other cards through PayPal. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. And another way to help us out is to get something for Valentine's Day. How about a dozen red roses with free glass vase for $29.99, or add another $9.99, and you can upgrade to a dozen red roses with a premium ruby vase and gourmet chocolates. Talk about a no-brainer. I mean, as far as Valentine's Day presents go, you can't go wrong with flowers, and you certainly can't go wrong with proflowers.com. It's quick, easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. It's coming up, though. I mean, we're talking about 10 days out from Valentine's Day. Get it done early. You can choose your delivery date and check it off the list. How do you do it? You go to proflowers.com. The only way to get this limited-time Valentine's deal is to click on the blue microphone in the top right corner at proflowers.com. Type in our code. It's FTL. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. Type in FTL. This deal on these red roses, again, $29.99 for a dozen red roses with the glass vase. It expires Friday at midnight, so you're going to want to do this sooner rather than later. Proflowers.com. Click the microphone, type in FTL to get that deal.
Pro Flowers is the most trusted name in flower delivery nationwide for your girl.
We had some roses delivered today, actually, as a matter of fact. And if you've been watching the webcam tonight, you probably noticed the extra color in the studio. Now, I just literally installed the roses in the vase earlier this evening, so it does say it takes, you know, a few hours for them to suck up the food and the water through their
veins. You're so romantic.
Yeah.
You're sucking and installing.
Well, they're for you, Johnny Ray.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, go to proflowers.com and click that microphone, type in FTL to get the deal on the roses. Maybe you don't want to do roses. They got all kinds of other options there at proflowers.com. But, again, use that code FTL on whatever you get. So, 855 450 free. Nathan is still with us here in Texas on Skype. We've been talking about gaming, in this case, specifically the mechanics kind of video gaming and save games, people that use them, you say, Johnny Ray, for the purpose of going back and correcting a mistake.
Our scum.
Our save scumming or save scummers.
Yes, both.
And Johnny Ray, you admitted to doing some save scumming. I'm compelled to.
If I'm playing a game and I'm allowed to do it, I can't have this bad result and continue with it in the future.
You can't stop yourself, is what you're saying, from save scumming?
Yes.
But there's a game, XCOM, that you've been playing where you can actually turn off the option to load an old game.
Yeah.
And that's what you've been experimenting with. Nathan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, let me see if I understand basically what's happening. In the 80s and the 90s, when they had console games, it was common to not have save states, and so players had to, you know, if you died, you had to play the level over again, and that was a limitation of the technology of the time.
Yes.
You know, basically, to make the games take up enough, you know, to be entertaining for long enough, players had to repeat the same level over and over again. But over time, technology
advanced. Ninja Gaiden? Do you ever play Ninja Gaiden? The game was impossible, or Battletoads.
Yeah. But over time, that changed. Technology got better, and so games started to be kind of more, give you more saves, give you more opportunities to go back and redo. And a lot of games will even autosave. Like, every 10 minutes, they'll autosave.
Uh-huh.
And so it sounds like what's happening is that maybe some players, like maybe Johnny Ray, are taking that a little too far and abusing the saves, like maybe just saving at every opportunity to get the absolutely perfect optimal result.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you're unhappy with that.
So are you suggesting that I should find a happy medium?
I think so. I mean, I was playing a game earlier this week, and I didn't use save states, but I didn't really think anything of it. I just thought, well, you know, I like this game, and I'm not going to really focus on finding the optimal result, if that makes sense. It just seems like there has to be a happy medium between, you know, playing the game from start to finish.
Well, that's just, to me, that's what it's all about. It's about having a good time. And if that's what's a happy, if that's what makes it fun for you is that happy medium, Nathan, then that's what works for you. And if Johnny Ray's having more fun by challenging himself with the Iron Man mode, then that's what works for him in that instance.
Well, and I've definitely done that in the past. Like, there have been games where I thought, well, this game is worthy of Iron Manning, as you call it.
Yeah.
You know, I would deliberately say, okay, this game, I will feel proud if I can get through it and not use save states. But that's not every game. Like, you know, there are a lot of games that, there are a lot of games that are poorly designed in the sense that they'll give you a challenge and then they'll force you to fail. And the only way to get through it is to learn whatever sequence of buttons or, you know, what that gets you through it. And the only way to do that is to die first.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call and thoughts.
I think Nathan's probably got a pretty strong mind, and he's also able to challenge himself, but I require assistance in that sort of thing. I have to have a taskmaster.
Mm. So you're back at it with the Iron Man mode. You're just doing it on an easier difficulty now.
Yes.
How many hours in are you on the new game?
I don't know, Ian. I'm going to guess on the new game. You talking about Crusader Kings?
Oh no! You were talking about XCOM for the majority of what we were discussing today.
Yes,
we were.
Did you
put that aside again?
Well, I have been playing Crusader Kings 2 much more than XCOM.
Do you tend to go back and forth between games, or do you focus on one game until you get it done?
I usually focus on one game.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I've been playing the Borderlands 2, but actually I just played it for the first time once this week for like the first time in 2 or 3 weeks. I put it down for a little while, and I've come back to it.
And that's an action RPG, like a shooter RPG kind of a thing.
Yeah, which I like. I like the I kind of grew up on first person shooters.
Uh-huh.
Like Doom was Wolfenstein 3D way back in the early 90s, and then Doom in like 1993, 1994. I was big into those games. And so I have a good appreciation for the first-person shooter, but I like the RPG elements that Borderlands adds into it. It makes it more interesting for me rather than just point, go, shoot, go, boom, everything, you know, that moves.
Uh-huh.
You actually have to think a little bit more. There's more involved in creating a character that has different statistics and things like that. And the first Borderlands was very good. I enjoyed the hell out of that game. And the new one's better. It's got more of a plot to it. The first one, what was the real failure with the first game was that you didn't care about any of the characters, and it was just like filler to get to the next mission, essentially.
Uh-huh.
They kind of fixed that with the second game thus far. And anyway, it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. Borderlands 2.
Yeah, I've been playing Crusader Kings, and I've been playing as the Byzantine Emperor. And I keep, the game starts with the Seljuks invading, and so far they keep rolling over me and destroying my personal retinue.
Now you're actually playing this game, unlike the last time you talked about it, so maybe we'll talk about it more on the next edition of Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.